What's up? It is Yes Sir. I'm your host, Brennan Byrne. It's gonna be another quick episode. I just get the picks in. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you should at Mr. Sharp Elbows on Twitter. I picked the Thursday game on Twitter. I did pick the Browns to win because I'm a genius. There was no way they were losing that game. All right, let's go through and give you the Sunday and Monday picks. I'm gonna do these in real time. I haven't thought about these yet. Washington football team and Packers first up. Okay, that's easy. Packers. Chiefs, Titans. I think this is a easy pick for the Chiefs. I will say if the Titans find a way to win that one, I'll be a bit concerned. That'll be the first time in the season that I'm actually concerned about the Chiefs. Falcons, Dolphins. That's an interesting one. Two bad teams. The Falcons at least have an interesting offense. I don't think any part of the Dolphins is interesting right now, so I'll take the Falcons in that one. Patriots, Jets. Patriots dominated the Jets. Actually, I wouldn't even say that. I wouldn't say they dominated the Jets the first matchup. The Jets, pretty much, other than quarterback, looked better. Like a better team the first time they played the Patriots. Zach Wilson just lost them that game. So if he can avoid mistakes, which he hasn't necessarily shown that he can do, I think the Jets win this one. I'm going to pick the Jets. That'll probably come back and bite me. Panthers, Giants. I think the Panthers, maybe I was too high on them early in the year. And I think the Giants are they're a bad team for sure, but I think they might be one of the better bad teams. I think they're going to have a lot of injuries. Saquon's going to be out. Obviously, Galladay's out. I want to pick the Giants. I'm going to come back to that game. I'm going to come back to that one. Bengals, Ravens. It seems like every time I pick against the Bengals, against a big opponent, they end up winning. It's tough for me to picture them winning this game, though. There's something about their offense that just isn't quite where it should be. Kind of feel like it's just Ja'Marr Chase right now. The Burrow has a lot of other weapons, and for whatever reason, just not able to get them the ball. I don't know if it's play calling. I lean towards it being play calling. It's well established that I'm not a Zach Taylor believer. I'm gonna pick the Ravens in this one. I think they're starting early in the year. I didn't think they were that good, and I think they are lucky to be 5-1. I think there's some games earlier in the season that they should have lost, could have lost, but they didn't. And now their defense is improving. It's starting to look more like a Ravens defense you would anticipate. Lamar Jackson is throwing the ball better than any point in his career so far, I think. The running game, still very questionable. Although last week, with their ragtag group of veteran running backs, Latavius, right? Le'Veon Bell and Devonta Freeman, they put a decent running game together, and obviously you're always going to be able to run the ball with Lamar there, but they haven't been really getting anything out of the running backs. Last week they conjured up something. I think I'm taking the Ravens in this one. Eagles, Raiders. I think the Raiders they were a good team. And this might be crazy, but last week, Derek Carr had more yards per attempt than I believe any point in his career before this, or at least in the John Gruden era. And it kind of feels like maybe with Gruden gone, they're going to be taking more shots. They're going to be a little bit more aggressive. Could be wrong, it could be a 1 week aberration, but I'm gonna ride it into this week and pick the Raiders over the Eagles. Lions, Rams. Yeah, Rams on that one. The old double revenge game. Although I don't think you can call it a revenge game for Stafford because he wanted to leave. But I think he puts the Lions in the dirt. The line on that one is Rams 16.5. And I'm definitely going to take that. I think they're going to surpass that. Texans Cardinals. That's an easy one. Cardinals, I don't really have much to say about that game. Bears Buccaneers. I think Buccaneers in this easily. They are 12-point favorites. The Bears defense might make it kind of interesting. Their offense just has no juice right now, though. They have been getting some. Their running game has a little bit of juice. But other than that, I don't really have much faith in the Bears. Take the Bucks in that one. Colts 49ers. This one is very interesting. Jimmy G is back. 2-4 versus 2-3. I think the Colts are a little bit better than 2-4. I don't know that I would go as far as to say that they're a good team, but I think they're going to continue to be in the mix, especially in that division. I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of falling out of love with Kyle Shanahan a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, they're still there. There's still hope for this relationship. I'm not calling it quits yet. I'm not that type of guy. But I do like the Colts to win this one. Monday night, Saints, Seahawks, Geno Smith still starting. Saints defense is pretty good. Their offense, not much juice. Alvin Kamara should be touching the ball more. He's not catching as many passes as I would have thought. Seahawks, I don't think Geno Smith is. I mean, he's Geno Smith. We know what Geno Smith is. Could he win this game, though? I think so. But I'm going to pick the Saints. I think they have the best group on the field will be the Saints defense. Especially with Geno Smith starting. And I think the Saints offense might be better than the Seahawks. With Geno Smith starting for the Seahawks? I don't know. I'm not really confident in saying that. But I do ultimately think the best position group on the field will be the Saints defense. And defense doesn't really win games in today's NFL, but I don't think the Seahawks offense with Geno Smith has enough juice to win that one. So those are the picks this week. Oh, wait, I have to circle back to that Panthers-Giants game, don't I? I think early on I was like really buying into Sam Darnold. I've kind of always been a little bit of a Sam Darnold fan. But he's just very much who we thought he was. He just has a better coach to kind of cover up who he is a little bit. He still doesn't handle pressure well. His completion percentage was just awful last week. And before the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, it was even worse than it would appear if you looked at the box score right now. I think I like the Giants in this one. Actually, where is it at? Where is it being played? Oh, it's in New York. Now, there is a theory that Daniel Jones cannot play in New York and is much better on the road. And I'm kind of starting to buy into that. Sterling Shepard will be playing. I believe Kadarius Toney's out. Let me look at this injury report. Kadarius Toney is out. Sterling Shepard's questionable. Darius Slayton's questionable. I think they both play. I'm going to take the Giants. Just call it a hunch. I think the Panthers need to win this game, though. If they want to stick around and for me to continue to pay attention to them, they need to win this game. But I'm going to take the Giants. All right, now, that is this week's picks. Adios. Catch you again next week.